Proclamation number 7577 of 15th of April, 1960. Good Friday. Through my suffering and death on the cross, you found redemption from sin and death. I offered the sacrifice for you as a human being. I gave my life in dreadful agony in order to redeem your guilt of sin, in order to open the kingdom of light for you again, which was closed to you due to your fall into sin. And this sacrifice was made by love in me, for this alone was capable of accomplishing such a work of mercy, because love is the strength, because love is God Himself from eternity. What the man Jesus suffered, you humans will never be able to measure. For although I myself was in him, the human body was not spared the suffering and pain, because he wanted to atone for the great guilt for the sake of righteousness. The sin of the past apostasy from me was so immeasurably great that the beings themselves could not have atoned for it, even if eternities had passed. For the beings were full of light when they rebelled against me. And the man Jesus, by virtue of his immense love, knew about this great guilt. He knew that this sin demanded an immense atonement so that justice would be satisfied. And he offered himself as a sacrifice to me, and I accepted this sacrifice because love offered it, or also, I offered it myself, I who am eternal love. I took abode in the man Jesus, I filled him with my spirit, with my love, which is strength, and thus the man Jesus also mustered the strength for this work of salvation, which was associated with immeasurable suffering and torment, which corresponded to the magnitude of the guilt. For he wanted to redeem this guilt of sin, he wanted to make atonement for the sake of righteousness. He also knew the hardship humanity was in when no help was brought to it, and his soul had offered itself to me as a sacrifice. His soul had remained with me when his brothers plunged into the abyss, and his soul offered itself for their salvation because they were no longer able to ascend, and because the path of return into the Father's house was also blocked for them as long as their great guilt of sin had not been redeemed. The soul of Jesus knew everything. I had sent my Son to earth. I had accepted his offer to make atonement for his fallen brothers. And he knew about the measure of suffering that awaited him. But his love impelled him. His love was for me and the fallen brothers whom he wanted to bring back to me again. He descended to earth and walked the path as a human being. He completely accepted me into himself. The love which filled him more and more. I myself determined everything he did, for this love was only meant for enslaved humanity, which he wanted to release from my adversary's fetters. And so he walked the path of the cross, the path of suffering and love, until the time had come when he sacrificed his life for his fellow human beings, until the day had come when he suffered death on the cross in excruciating pain and agony, when he sacrificed himself on the cross in order to redeem the great guilt of sin which burdened humanity. He suffered unspeakably. Unspeakable pain was inflicted on him by his adversaries who, as my adversaries' emissaries, went wild on him. They were sufferings which no human being would have been able to endure had he not been sustained by the strength of love. Had not love itself filled him and given him the strength to persevere until his death? And this act of love redeemed humanity from eternal death. God's justice had been satisfied, My love had made the atonement and people were free from their guilt to acknowledge Jesus' act of salvation and want to participate in it. I myself took pity on people. I myself accomplished the act of salvation in the human being Jesus. I chose a human form which took superhuman suffering upon itself so that my act of mercy became evident to humanity, so that it recognized the magnitude of its guilt and now carries its guilt to Him of its own accord who died for it on the cross. And since I myself was thus in this man Jesus, people now come to me with their guilt and ask me for forgiveness. They acknowledge me as they once refused to acknowledge me, and they thereby recognize and confess their guilt. And I accept everyone who carries his guilt under the cross, and for everyone the path to me is now also free. For everyone the path to the Father's house is free, for Jesus Christ has opened the gates which were closed due to the fall. Amen.